Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. I hope everybody got up okay. I hope your day started all right. I hope that when your day started that you felt connected to this world, this understanding. I hope you felt entitled to the blessings that God has running around. I hope you felt your body in a positive way, you know, able to wake up and get moving and getting the blood circulating and everything else like that. You know, I hope and pray all these things for you as I sit and hope and pray all these things for myself, you know, as we have energy in place to make sure all this stuff is good, positive, accurate. We're doing all this work for what? Because this is going to answer the mystery of ourselves. You know, we can spend lifetimes looking for who we are, who we're supposed to be. What are we supposed to be doing? That's always a great one. And so these moments help us to see where we're going. And therefore, it gives us a comfort in knowing where we're going, who we're going with, approximately when we're going to arrive. When you start to understand those things, oh, it really, really puts you / me at an ease. Is it perfect? No, of course not. You know, there's always going to be a question somewhere. But when you know the answer exists, when you know you have an answer, when you know that God is watching out for you, oh my goodness, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Wonderful, wonderful. So today I felt as if yesterday's little morning devotional opened up some portals. I felt ancestors really like, I can hear you, daughter. I can hear you. I can hear you calling. I can hear you planning. And I had some of the most phenomenal conversations yesterday, conversations about ancestors, conversations about how to utilize that past energy and really punch our way forward. You know, it was Monday, which means we needed to be punching Monday in the face anyways, but I did so in such a way that it really set up my next 3 months. You know, it recharged, refueled, rededicated, all of that. I was ready. And they're like, okay, if you're ready, I'm going to give it to you. And they really did hit me straight in the head. And I loved it. I was tired last night, which is a rare thing, but I was tired. And I was like, okay, I'm body, I'm listening. I'm going to give you some rest. Can I just ask for 15 minutes to jot down some notes? Because I don't want to lose any of this momentum right here. And I want to make sure that I'm clear about, you know, who I am and what I'm doing at this very, you know, and it's important to do that because we do change. We do have different aspects of us. I'm not just one person. You know, I am a combination of many things. You know, one thing that's big in me is my concept of mothering. And I say concept because, you know, I'm a mother, and that's a that's an action word, okay? I'm a mother, and I get it in, and yes. But I mother my child and children, I will mother your children. I'll mother your children over there. And, I mean, if they're in my vicinity, I'm going to mother them, period. And if my children are in your vicinity, please get them, okay? Don't let my child act up and you standing right there. I'm going to look at you like, did you see this booger? Come on now. So, yeah. But when I say my concept of mothering, your concept is what you think of it, action, but the why behind action, you know, how did you come up with this action? And so my concept of mothering and my concept of parenting is a very big part of me. So I wanted to write down some notes in the middle of that. And I took it from an ancestral understanding. And then turn around. Let me pay attention to the time. Okay. And then I spent some time, you know, really thinking, how can I, with the great ancestors that I have, how can I really pay homage to them? You know what I'm saying? Yes, I have an ancestor shrine that's banging. Love my ancestor shrine. A lot of work that I do. How can I really put their work and push it forward? There are a lot of things I do from a traditional standpoint. So that is ancestral for me. Thanksgiving is ancestral for me. I love Thanksgiving. There's nothing better to me than food and family and friends. Get it all together, mash it up good, season that thing off right, and boom, put it in the oven for 20 minutes, we got a good time. So I love Thanksgiving. But also, I spend that time, and my family, we spend that time remembering our elders, kind of catering to them a little bit, listening to old stories of old. You know, that was ancestral. So yesterday I was like, okay, how do I push that forward? And not only just keep living in the past, you know, how do I take my ancestral understandings and experiences and move it forward? You know, how do I share with more people? How do we continue to work on this understanding together? You know, and so when I say it was a great day, it was a great day. And it took taking the time, being very focused in it, spending the energy, taking the time to be patient enough to write it down. You know, I love talking to angels and everything, but speaking to me is not documenting it because I speak to a lot of people, and I promise you I might miss something, human. So this is why I say, oh, write it down. This is why when we do our readings, what's the first thing I say or I should be saying? You got your pen and paper? You got your journal? Because I want you to understand you are going to be the recorder on this. You're going to be I used to take notes, but I'm like, why am I taking someone else's personal information? No, this is your information. It's personal. You write it down. I don't even want to have a record of it here. This is for you. And all my readings, I write my readings down. But you, this is your reading, you write this down. So it was just a phenomenal day, and spending that last 15 minutes documenting it, that information really should have gone in my good journal, because I was so thankful, so thankful. Thankful because I understood, you know, that how blessed I am to be fully aware of this. Because I promise you, this awareness that you have, you were always going to have it, but I want it now while I'm young enough to see it and enjoy it and spend the time with it. You know, either you're going to get it now at our age, or you're going to get it at 60, 70, 80, and it may be after your body you know, starches break down, that you slow down things and the benefits, it may be as you have to retire from your job and the work slows down, you know, the children leave the house, and then you can see, you're like, okay, there is more to this life than just work. And then you start to see and look back, you know, because hindsight is 2020. But, you know, you start to look back on your life and be like, wow, right here was a good moment. Did I even stop to acknowledge it? You know, right here was a good moment, and I was too busy working myself silly, too busy chasing anything other than God. I was too busy. So I missed the opportunity to enjoy it in that moment. So you can wait until you're 70 or 80. You can. But I want to enjoy this now. I want to know how blessed I am now. You know, write down your blessings. It'll be a whole day project, I promise you. And when you start writing down those blessings, you'll be like, write with your gratitude journal right beside you, and you'll see how parallel they are, you know. Like, oh, man, I'm so blessed to have, I have limited eyesight, limited, very limited. And I am blessed to have the eyesight that I do have. I sit back and I look at black and white TVs and think about black and white TVs, and I'm just like, man, that was all they saw, you know, but yet they thought they were really doing something. You know, back in the day, movies didn't have sound. They were just, all you heard was the machinery ticking away and stuff like that. So, and they thought they were doing something, you know what I'm saying? That's me. I think I'm doing something. I'm like, I don't care how little I'm getting. The fact that I'm getting some, I am very thankful. The fact that I can still drive myself around, try to catch me. The fact that I can walk unassisted, you know, I don't have to have a white cane. Oh, I'm very, very, very thankful. Very thankful. And people are like, but are you blind as a bat? I said, nope. Black bats still get around, don't they? You can say what you want, but bats still get around. They do what they need to do. Every aspect of me, I can look and see God's protection and covering. Every part of me. Every part of me is covered with God's blessing and protection. Every part of me. So if you've ever moved, and I'm sure we've all moved from one place to another, I think I'm a professional mover because I've moved so blessed much, but that's another story. But so as we're moving and everything, there's certain things that don't really need protection. You know, like our clothes, they need protection from the weather. We don't want the box to get wet. We don't want this. We don't want that. So they need a certain kind of protection. But my shrine glasses, the ones I be hunting for, the ones that are the money on or whatever, yeah, those have to get in bubble wrap, and then they have to get in newspaper, and then they have to be in a box labeled fragile and which side is up. And yeah, it's a little different because they're fragile. The protection is different because I don't want these broken. I handle them different. Some clothes will be okay, all right? That I made sure the waterproof box is all good, but the clothes will be all right. My glasses, no, not so much. Not so much. This isn't the box I need the boys playing football with. One's going to throw it to the other one down. No. So, you know, when I look and I see all this bubble wrap around me, and I see all the newspaper around me, and I see that God has given special handling instructions, I'm like, oh, I am precious. I'm important. God has given instructions on how I am to be handled. God has made sure I'm protected and secure. Now, if you weren't going to ever use this thing, if you were never going to use them glasses, it doesn't really matter how they're packaged, does it? If you were never going to pull them out again, if you were done with it, if it were through, you wouldn't care how it was wrapped up. You wouldn't care if it was wrapped up at all. But if you knew that this had a value, it had a purpose, if you needed it for future references, whatever, you're going to make sure that it's secure. This is what I see around myself when it comes to God. God takes care of me. I need that protection. I can't wrap myself up that well. I can do some things, and what I can do, I do. You know, I can put my own socks on. I can do, you know, there's some things I can do to make sure I'm protected. I wear shoes outside if I'm going to be not in the grass or not in sand or whatever. If I know I'm going to be in the cold, I'll wrap up in a coat or a jacket or whatever. I make sure I wear my leggings every single day. I make sure all my other protectants that I don't even speak about, they're there every single day. That's wrapping myself up in my protection, right? But there are some places and spaces I can't even get to. There's some dangers out there that God saved me from. I didn't even know I was in danger. God and his angels keep me protected, highly protected. But that got to tell me something. Has to tell me. That means I have a purpose. That means we have work to do. That means if you are under strict protection, while something's under a protection, sometimes it's not really being used. You know, when I'm putting my glasses all wrapped up, they're tight in that protection. The second I take them out of the protection, what does that mean? I'm about to get used. I'm about to get tested. God is waiting to see something happen. I'm on display. What do we do with our glasses? I'm on display as an example for someone else. So understand, when you feel the protection, it's because you needed it. When you don't feel that protection, look for the test. Look for the test. Look for God to be close. Take your protection seriously. And take your position with God seriously. When you know God's sitting there waiting to bless you and everything like that, make sure you're in the up position. Make sure this is not a day that you're like tired. Oh, I'm laying down. No, no. Make sure you're ready. And feel blessed in the protection. Lord, I do. I'm so blessed. That was yesterday and a little bit this morning. And so such a great feeling. I hope everybody is getting that and knowing that and taking pleasure and privilege in it. And I hope that I'm feeding others with the overflow of that, because I definitely felt my cup run over. And I hope that there are others with their cups close by so that overflow is not going in vain. But let's start to see the benefits and blessings of this spiritual lifestyle. Okay? And today is judgment. Also, I can tell you I am riding on fumes, meaning that really there's an efficiency going on now when it comes to the fast, when it comes to part of this fast for me is going to become a lifestyle change. You know, there are things that I discover, you know, that I'm like, no, this is so good to my body, soul, household, spirit, finances, emotion, whatever. I'm not going to let this go. And I've had a lot of people say that to me, that, oh, I started doing this during the fast, and I just never stopped because it was so good for me. Yeah, so even yesterday, speaking with my mother, she was like, you really, really got this. I said, yes, I got it. I feel it. I'm there, you know. And it's a real accomplishment to know that, you know, once you get your engine working in the positive, there will come a point where just the momentum alone will ride your machine out. Once you get started on this path, you will not be able to stop. You know, you're like, yes, prayer feels good to me. Prayer looks good on me. Prayer helps me to sleep at night. That's a new one that I heard this fast, and I was like, yeah, I get it. I so get it. Prayer helps me sleep at night. You know, so whatever this fast is doing for you, day 14, yeah, we'll feel it. Day 14, you'll be in it. You'll know. You'll have your pattern together, and your pattern will begin to help you process through. You know what I'm saying? And I really, really, you know, hope that we got our plans going. All right, judgment. Okay, first of all, I don't even like that word. I don't like the word judgment. A lot of people don't like the word judgment. Judgment can be rough, you know. I, as much as I know physically, spiritually, all the education I have, I still don't like to judge because I know there's still something I don't know. And I'd be like, ooh, I don't want to make a wrong judgment. I don't want to do it. And really, as I've gotten older and as I spend more time, I begin to understand that judgment is more about evaluating a situation. Judgment is more about discerning, and we have to discern. We have to be able to go and say, hey, I'm making a judgment call, and I'm going to say, this isn't right. I'm going to make a judgment call, and I've had to do this recently. I am not okay with that. I'm not okay with it. And so when we are making these judgment calls, you know, it can be a little daunting. Especially if I don't like to accuse people of things. I don't like to, you know, I just don't like it. I don't like anything about judgment. But I know that it's a very necessary component even to our spiritual lifestyle because we have to be able to know and judge what's good for us. We have to be able to judge when you're about to make that leap if you need to take a running start. To judge when things are beyond us and when we're right on time. And when I say beyond us, you know, when I first got into my understanding of spirituality, I was in the protection, period. That was my job, helping people to create protection a lot of times from their own selves, but protection from depression, protection from negative energies and forces, protection from the negativity that they had willingly allowed to come to themselves. That was my thing, right? And in this protection, and especially, like I said, in the early years, I had to make sure I could discern when I needed more help or more work, you know. So when a police officer or security, when they are seeing a situation, before they take that first step, they have to discern if they need backup. Before they go in, you don't never hear cops in the fight. that's a step they should have took and made before they even stepped over there. Hey, we need backup. This is the situation. I'm going in. And so that is a big part of where I started to practice more of that discernment, that judgment. Also, when it comes to judgment, I have to be able to make, and I say I because I'm speaking about myself, but it's really we because we have to do this to make good choices across the board. We have to know who can be around us. Because there are certain people I don't let in my personal atmosphere, period. Why? Because they don't have good intentions. Because they have not evolved enough yet. Because their lesson is not going to be learned close to me. Some lessons they have to learn over there, you know? So this judgment or this discernment, we have to be able to do it in order to properly protect ourselves, in order to be able to ascertain what kind of environment we're in order to move forward in a number. We have got to know how this is going to work for us, okay? So moving forward, don't be so short-sighted that you don't want to move forward and you don't want to make that judgment call. And I can tell you, making the call is one move, making the action is another. And that's a whole nother conversation for another day. You know, we can't get stuck where we are because we don't want to move, even though we've already made the judgment call that this is not a good situation for us. I don't know how that has been like the easiest but most, you know, powerful mantra that this fast has produced for me. And I say it 10, 20 times a day. Protect yourself, protect your fast. And sometimes I'm saying it as I'm looking in the mirror, okay? All right, moving into prayer. Prayer, which is our spine. We can't do nothing without the prayer. Okay, Father, Mother, God, blessed are those. Thine word is true from beginning. Every one of the righteous endured forever. Princes have prosecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word and the one that finds great spoils. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law I do love. 7 times a day I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, for thou salvation and done thy commandment and have kept my testimony and loved them exceedingly. I have kept the precepts in thy testimony, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me accordingly in thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for their salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live and shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone array like lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen, amen, amen.